Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa respects the beliefs of everyone, and while it does not promote or endorse a particular religion or belief, I really encourage guests to open up their hearts and share their personal experiences. However, those beliefs and opinions of the Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa guests do not reflect the beliefs, views, or opinions of Mom Talk sponsors and supporters of the podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prekforpa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Ola Jackson is the founder of OWN, Onyx Woman Network, and NEW, Nurturing Evolving Women. NEW is a website full of amazing media content for radio and television, with emphasis on programming targeting women. The website serves as a means for women to connect with other women who share their experiences, advice, tips, and offer encouragement through their inspirational stories. The main media feature of the website is a new talk show where everyday women with diverse backgrounds discuss issues that impact the quality of life for women, their families, their careers, businesses, and healthy lifestyles. Ola Jackson is an accomplished businesswoman of over 25 years who inspires me as I travel this journey of entrepreneurship. She has earned numerous accolades, including the 2012 Pittsburgh Black Media Federation Legacy Award, the 2010 SBA Business Champion Award, Robert Morris Alumni of the Year, 2009 Pittsburgh Courier Woman of Influence, and many, many more. But perhaps what inspires me even more than her business savvy is her journey as a mother. Ola's son was diagnosed with autism at the age of 4, and during a time when the condition was rarely publicized and resources weren't nearly as accessible as they are today. Launching her own business allowed Ola to dedicate more time to meet his ever-changing needs. Please take a listen to my Mom Talk with this incredible woman.
I love your TED Talk on defining moments. That really resonated with me. So if you don't mind, please share with us your journey in motherhood thus far and what you've learned about yourself through parenting your son.
Well, for those who have not seen my TED Talk, I basically talked about what I think all of us have at some point, and that's a defining moment, and mine was related to my son. And as I defined a defining moment, it is that moment when you realize that as a result of what happened to you, your life will never be the same. It's not a short little, I could have had a V8 moment, where you pop yourself in your head, oh, I must have done something differently. This is something that alters your life. And so what I used was an example of basically finding out that my son was autistic, which is a lifelong situation. It's not something like you have a cold, you have the measles, you're having a temporary issue. And that was going to change how my life would be forever. And without taking away from the primary thing is that it is how his life would be forever. And so needing to find out what now. Not why me, why him, but what now. That was the most important thing because that enables you to move forward and make decisions, to let go of anything you may feel or want to feel, whether it be anger, disappointment, resentment. It's where do we go from here? And so that is how I defined it as a defining moment. And it helped to change me as far as redefining who I was, because it had some things come out of me that I didn't know were there because I needed them to come out. I had to be strong because my role had changed. I was a first-time mother, and so therefore it was me, my husband, and my son against the world, so to speak, as we went through that challenge. So I was much stronger and tougher because I realized that just because I had a son with a special need did not mean that people were going to be kind, they were going to be fair, or they were going to do the right thing simply because the right thing was the right thing to do. And so I had to be assertive and sometimes aggressive. I had to do research. I had to track down the right people who would do the right thing at the right time and for what I felt was the right person. And so it brought out some those characteristics in me that I never knew were there, but they came out because they needed to come out for me to assure that my son got what he deserved and that we began to prepare him for at least the best quality of life that he could possibly have.
It's so incredible, Ola, to hear that. And how many mothers can really relate to your experience, and I'm sure it resonates with so many. And so what is your message and words of encouragement? Because you really touched on some, so I don't know if you want to really expound upon them. What's your message or words of encouragement for mothers who are parents of children with autism?
Or just parents who are, if it's anyone who has a child with any special need, that first of all, you be realistic about what you see, because denying something does not make it go away. In order to address it, you have to be realistic. If this is what it is right now, and trying to hang on to what isn't your truth is not going to work. You have to get away from self-pity, and you have to understand that all children, no matter how they come to us, are still a child of God. And I compared it to like a tree. You know, some trees stand straight up, some are a little crooked. Some have leaves that fall more quickly, but they all were here for a purpose, and they all were created by God. And as corny as that may sound, it is all the truth. Look out the window, and you will see that they all look different. Their colors are different. There's something about them, but they are so strong that they last forever. So don't look at your child and say, oh, my God, this is someone I should be embarrassed by. I never spent a second being embarrassed by my child, but just to know that if you do the best you can possibly do and understand that you are that child's advocate, and these children who are autistic and those who have special needs, they are so loving that you get to the point where you will say, you will get away from why me till you get to the point to say, thank God me, because you know that had that child been given to another parent, and maybe it would not have been so well taken care of as you are. So I just tell myself that God chooses the parents that he sends these children to, and he sent our son to us. And, of course, some people might look at that and say, oh, boy, is that kind of corny to say, but we have to look at things in a more spiritual and sometimes holistic manner. And, you know, how this child has happened to be with the two of us who is now, my son is now 29, and I look back and think, thank God, we did the right thing, and I am so happy how he turned out. So just be encouraged and understand that you're not always going to get the support you need or the support you want from people who you think should be supporting you. And that set people up for disappointment, because expectations ruin relationships. You expect that maybe you're aunt would help you, or your sister would babysit, or your cousin would be more understanding. But if that's not what you see, then you move on and do what you need to do. And keep in mind that the quality of life for your child is what your priority is. And I'm sure many mothers are going to be thinking, what happens when I'm gone? You can only do the best you can to prepare, but you know, you can't do much of anything once you're gone, but you can do something now. So focus on the now.
Oh, you are so right to give this message to all mothers of children with special needs, but even all mothers in general can really relate to what you were saying. I mean, it's really, you know, and I come from a background where I'm a former elementary school teacher, and Mm-hmm. I just love my babies. And so, again, like I can so relate to what you were saying. I had students who were living with autism. I had students with a variety of needs and coming from a variety of backgrounds and situations and backstories. And so it's just so true that we have been given the role to be the parent of our child or children because we're the ones most well-equipped. There's, you know, and I don't believe there's such thing as coincidences in life. It's just that everything has a divine order and plan. Mm-hmm. And so I love everything you said. And to stand in your truth, oh, my goodness, I was over here like, yes, because no matter what your situation is as a mother, just, you know, keep it real with yourself and just stand in your truth. Like, okay, this is the situation, but this is what I'm going to do about
Yeah, parenting in general, it is just one of the toughest things in the world if you accept the responsibility. There are some who don't. So it is because you're really shaping and defining a human being. Because you see kids today and you have to ask what's going on in their home. So we made parenting our son a huge priority because we had to shape who he was. I remember years ago when a woman said to me, you know, our goal, she said, she was a social worker, is to keep Armand in the home. And I was very young and somewhat naive. I'm thinking, what does she mean by that? And it just scared me. I lived with it and it scared me for a long time thinking, you mean he may not be in our home one day? I don't understand that. So I fought, and that was a motivator to me. And I thank God, because autism is so different, that our son didn't have the emotional sides of autism where his behavior was so bad that it impacted us. We said that was something that did not happen. So him not being in a home with us was not an issue. But I thank God every day that he is. I look at him today and say, wow, I'm seeing the result of our efforts all those years, and I see how well-mannered and peaceful and pleasant and how the things we instilled in him when he was very young are taking place today. Because I always thought, you know, if we're not here, here are the values, even as an autistic child, that we're going to lay upon you. So you can remember that, you know, my mom said, I am to make my bed up every Saturday. I'm to make sure I'm clean in my hygiene, and that I am to pray every day over all three meals. And that's what you instill. So when we're gone, no matter who he's with, that's what values are all about, not only for children with special needs, but even everyday kids.
Yes, I love that. And, some people may look at it like, oh, that sounds morbid, but that's the reality. None of us are going to do that ever.
Even with my own mother, there are some things I remember. My mother told me, you know, you don't do that. Even I'm 55, and when I see kids going astray, I think that parenting didn't happen with them because the parent would have implanted something that told them, oh, no, I don't do that. Even if I find a wallet, my mother said I am to return it, and no matter how broke I am, or my mother said, you know, make sure you feed the hungry people. That's what parents do.
I have more with Ola, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't agree with you more. And that is a great way to approach parenting, as, you know, because we could all just operate with the mindset that I'm preparing, because that's the reality. I'm preparing my right. child for the day or days when I'm gone, and whether that means ultimately
I'm
gone
not around or I'm dead.
Not right. around, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I love that. So shifting gears a little bit, I really admire the work that you've been doing to empower women. I am such a huge, you got it. I'm such a huge admirer of what you do, especially for women business owners. So my personal goal is to motivate, inspire, and inform mothers. And I see you doing this in the business world, like, in an amazing way. So please share a little bit of your backstory and how you came to take on this charge.
Well, of course, since my son, we found out that he was autistic, we decided that one of us had to be home to attend his meetings and to go to doctor's appointments. And so what else could I do but start a business? And I also thought about, what about those other women who have challenges and still want to be able to fulfill the commitment of being a parent, yet also the necessity of fulfilling your own goals without feeling like, oh, my God, I've dedicated so much time to my family, there's nothing left for me. And so I actually started a newsletter. The magazine was a newsletter. Then it grew into a magazine. And then we had workshops. And then we moved into doing television on a small level. And so now we're about to move as we celebrate our 25th anniversary next year. I began to get frustrated with what was on television for Black women, and I said, you know, we really need something new. And I am in the process, because we're still in the planning stages of getting more shows, I started the new network TV. I didn't want to see Black women with an attitude and cursing, throwing bottles, and just acting like animals, and that be the image that America and the world takes with them. And so I wanted to create some content that we'd be proud of, that we could learn from, that would be engaging, to really show the true sisterhood of Black women. So we're going from Honest Women Network to the new network TV. You may have seen some of our smaller things like Your Stylish Ways. Your Stylish Ways are just short videos where I go out to discount stores and Simon stores and thrift shops. And I show women that you can look absolutely fabulous by just buying something that somebody else paid a lot of money for.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those women who have a business and say, oh, I can't afford a website, I can't afford this, I say, take it off your back and put it in your business, and then you can afford some things in business.
Right. I love it. I love that. So this is something that is just so amazing because you are celebrating an anniversary. This has been around for a while, so I can only imagine the impact that it's had on so many women. So would you mind telling us a little more about OWN and NEW? And we're not talking about OWN like Oprah's network. You had OWN before Oprah, so do you mind explaining?
Yes, I did. Yeah, OWN came from the Onyx Network. It's spelled OWN. So that's how OWN was created. It was at first we were Onyx Woman, and then when we changed it, it was OWN Onyx Woman Network, and that was more of our media thing because we went from, like I said, the progression. And I want people to know that business is a process. See, keep that in mind in this microwave world that we live in. It is living. It's a process. So it was Onyx Woman, the magazine, the newsletter. Oh my. Then it was Onyx Woman Network, and it, which formed the word OWN. And now as we grow to something new, it will be the new network TV, and that is what I just explained as far as creating more media content for women of color that is something that I think we can be proud of.
And I love that, too, because like you said, I mean, you touched on it, but I just can't help but to just cringe when I don't really even watch TV anymore.
Right.
And it's just all these negative portrayals of Black women. It's just really just the impact that it's having upon our society and the portrayal of us. It's just so sad because it's not who we are.
Oh, no. So we could never have gotten this far with that. You know, I'm 55 years old, and I always say I have been Black 55 years and a woman for most of those years. I've been being a little girl, and I have seldom in all my travels and all my interactions, I can count on a few fingers how many times I've had to get up, had somebody get up in my face threatened to beat me up, throw a bottle of it, cuss at me, pull my hair, you know. And so that's not the reality. And I think it has an adverse impact on young girls. I know people who are teachers who talk about that. It has an impact on how people see us. Folks think we're going to snap out in a minute. And so it's like advertising. You see it enough and enough, you're going to believe it and you're going to respond to it as well. So I think it's time for a change.
Yes, absolutely. And so that leads me to the final question is, what's next for you, Ola? Because I would love for our listeners to know how to stay connected to you and what you're doing, especially in this realm. It's so important.
So we are having a conference on July the 25th. Business and entrepreneurship is going to focus on getting out of stuck in your business. It's very easy to do. It's extremely easy to get stuck, lose momentum, lose enthusiasm, not be inspired, and have no motivation. And so we're going to talk about that. Finances and your business. Business is really about money at the end of the day. Folks will say, oh, I'm passionate. Well, passion doesn't always pay the bills. Passion gets you started. But the
right.
money you have to have is going to keep you in business. So you have to be a businesswoman about the business of being in your business. And, you know, I see people come and go over the last 25 years. And so that's our next thing. And just trying to get these shows together and hopefully try to pitch them to some bigger stations where you can see and learn and even have your children. I don't know how many shows can you look at and see black women and tell your child, I want you to be just like that.
Mm.
Really? When they're
right.
cursing and thinking that being pretty is everything? Pretty don't last. I'm 55, I can tell you.
No, you're beautiful. Get out of here.
You better be smart and everything else. So that's the next part of empowering women. That conference is coming up and more media content, more collaborations, and hopefully teaching women how to leap. You know, when I started with my business, it was all about how you start a business. Okay, we got that by now. So you got this business. How do you sustain it and grow it?
Right.
That's the important thing right now, because anybody can start a business. How do you stay around for 25 years? That should be the thing. Because it's tough out there. Jobs are scarce, and the ones you go for are low paying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your time. It's your time.
That's amazing. I love that. And it reminds me of, like, my mission for mothers. It's really the same with women in business, how
uh-huh.
my whole thing, I approached this all with the thought of motherhood is not a journey that should be traveled alone. We really need a community,
oh, right.
a village around us. It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to support the mom. And even though, like, we're surrounded by mothers, we can feel alone in this journey. And so,
oh my God.
When I hear, you know, and like when I hear what you're doing in business, and I'm actively a part of what you're doing and will be attending the conference. And so I love it because I just feel like I'm surrounded by a community of loving
and
women
and that's
business
the important
owners.
Thing. That's the important thing because a business has to be nurtured. The actual acronym for NEW is Nurturing Evolving Women. And my theory was this: you cannot grow unless you evolve. You won't evolve unless the process is nurtured. It's like planting a flower in the ground and going about your business. Or you want to water it, put it in the right sun, nurture the whole progress of that flower. It's the same thing with your business and your life. And we're going to talk about some things, too, about not just business and finances. What about your lifestyle? How do you have a balance where you make sure you're okay and that your business isn't running you, which can easily happen,
mm-hmm.
very easily happen, and that's when people quit.
Yes, and I'm a newbie, so that's why I'm like a sponge. I'm absorbing everything that you say and do, like in our Facebook group and, you know, with Own and NEW, because, I mean, I'm there where, like, you can very easily just get the life drained out of you, especially because I'm a new mom and I'm a new business
uh-huh.
owner. That's a lot of new stuff
uh-huh.
happening, okay?
Like, mm-hmm.
I mean, there's days when you that's going to happen, Ola. Like, I'm sure you had days where you were just ready to throw in the towel and be like, all right, let me just get a regular 9-to-5.
I have had jobs.
You know?
I have went back to work a few times. I had been discouraged. It is something when you feel isolated and you may be around people who don't want to help you. But when you get around like-minded people and you yourself have the desire to keep reaching out to other people and know the folks who are not reaching back at you to let them go, it's a process, and you have to understand the rewards are great when you have a certain amount of freedom, because for me, nothing is better than knowing that I was able to raise my son myself.
Hmm.
I mean, yes. Sacrifices, I mean, there were times, you know, no check coming in. That was the reality. But I can't get back that if I would have let somebody take this autistic kid and he's around them all day and not around me. That was a choice we made, and we decided that, you know, we won't have a second income for a while. No vacation, because success is a part of that. I mean, you take risks, and you make a lot of sacrifices.
Wow. Thank you. I love the show because it helps so many mothers, but I always tell moms who listen, this stuff is as much for me as it is for you, because I'm on this journey too. And I've just been so blessed by this conversation. I just really appreciate all the wisdom, the experience that you had to offer. Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate it. I think about those young entrepreneurs. 25 years is a long time, and you know, people get discouraged. And they need to keep coming out and networking with people who will show them the way, who've been there when they. Been where they want to be and everything. So, you know, you just hang in there and make sure you network. It's extremely important.
That's something that's really important. Speaking of networking, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, we can definitely attend the conference. So please give us the details.
Sure. It's going to be July the 25th at the Jerron Grayson Center in the Hill District. If you call this number, 412-731-5159, you'll get more details, or go to onyxwoman.com, and we'll have the Eventbrite up today, so you'll see it on the front page.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this quote by Charles Caleb Colton. Our minds are as different as our faces. We are all traveling to one destination, happiness, but few are going by the same road. Thank you for listening.